Hey folks, thanks for coming out tonight. I got to meet these musicians last Friday night when they played in Great Falls. And the night before, they'd been playing in Boise, Idaho. And they, how many of you have seen the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? How many of you have heard of Down from the Mountain? All right, there we go. Down from the Mountain is the tour that's going around, all these great musicians. Okay, last Thursday night, Nashville Bluegrass Band, Norman and Nancy Blake, Alison Krauss came on next, then Emmylou Harris, and then this band from Johnson City, Tennessee that a lot of people around here seem to know something about. And following them was Del McCurry and then Ricky Skaggs. So tonight, they're here. So will you give it up for the band from Johnson City, Tennessee, the Real Time Travelers. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate you coming out here to the Blue Heron on a Wednesday night at the last day of July. We're going to try our best to play like it's the last day of July. We're going to do that all night until about midnight, and then we're going to play like it's the first day of August. Anyway, we're really glad to be here and glad to see some friends out and people that we know, familiar faces on the road in our travels. And this first guy I want to introduce has done the most traveling of anybody today, but through the beauty of the American Airlines system, he arrives here in Missoula right on time, right ready to join us on stage. We're awful proud of him. Please make welcome on the banjo a great man that makes chairs and plays the banjo, Mr. Roy Andrade.
Thanks. Want to do your chicken, too? Cluck, old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck, old hen, cluck and squaw. Ain't laid an egg since way last fall.
Thank you.
Right on. Well, we got one of the beauties of playing music and growing old is you get a lot of different people in your life. And we got a lot of interesting people here tonight that know either know us or have heard of us. And we appreciate that. And we know some of you folks want to dance and some of you folks want to hear a lecture. And we're going to kind of meet you right there in the middle. Yep. That last song was for all the farmers you got here in Missoula and all that good vegetables they gave us. We ate that stuff for dinner, and boy, we feel different. This next gal feels different every day right when she wakes up, and we're awful proud of her for bringing all her good energy to the real-time travelers. She helps us out with the merchandise and all the good food we eat driving up and down the road. We're awful proud of her, and please make her welcome our fiddle and foot player over here. This is Heidi Andrade.
Got even better dance floor down there. I remember from last year. We're going to do you a Kentucky tune. This is one of my favorites, and it's appropriate for today, for me, because it's my and the banjo player's anniversary. It's called Kiss Me Quick, Papa's Coming.
We'll get back to the couple with the anniversary here in just a little bit. We don't want to get too nostalgic tonight, but Martha and I, the guitar player, we used to live in Missoula, Montana. And we called it home here for about 10 years. And then for a couple of years, we'd come back in the middle of wilderness trips, and we'd act like we still lived here, talk about it. But way back in the late 80s, there was bluegrass was starting out here in a big way with the guys at the Top Hat, and there's starting to be a few young kids in town that knew about bluegrass. And there was one guy that knew about the New Grass Revival, and that put her in a whole different category for me. And she's gone on to play a bunch of good music, and I'm getting ready to introduce her. But I want you all to know that she's a great songwriter. She's been getting a lot of attention for her songwriting around the country. And anyway, she's this year's Merle Fest champion. And it's champ or chump, depending on the time of day. But she's been doing some serious therapy in the van with us late at night to learn how to accept praise, and we'd like to create an opportunity right now. Please make welcome Miss Martha Scanlon on the guitar.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. Oh, love, let's go and ramble across the silvery sea, least as far as Knoxville town. Oh, come and go with me. Oh, come and go with me. Sins will be washed.
Well, we got one new member of the band we need to point out since we've been here. It's been a whole year since we came to Missoula, and we're really sorry about that. We're going to try to make it up this way more often. And this guy on the bass I want to introduce, he came to the original members of the Real Time Travelers, and he had his suitcase already packed, so we knew he might be the guy for the job. He's running from a lot of things in life, including a master's degree thesis. And I hadn't caught up with him yet. We're really proud of him. Please make welcome this week from the birthplace of country music, Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, Mr. Brandon Story on the bass.
Well, some of you look like you're ready for more dancing. Yeah. Well, we got one for you. This is a good old fiddle tune that has some words to it, and it's something that Ralph Stanley recorded this somewhere back, but I got this from a gal that named Louise Foraker, and it was a field recording that Mike Seeger made, and it's called Shout Lula.
you'll be mine. I'll take you home and kiss you, love you all the time. Down the river, oh yeah, down the river, oh yeah, down the river, oh yeah, down the river, oh yeah. Sally the best.
much for dancing. This is really fun. What a fun way to land in town. Oh, thank you. Well, we're going to welcome home another boy in the band, and he's found some pretty interesting ways of making money since we left Montana. The most recent has been working on a grant to interview all these old musicians in the mountains where we live, and they tell him stories about what it was like playing music in the 20s and 30s, or what it's like playing music now, and how to make instruments out of gourds and all kinds of crazy stuff. But it's a real pleasure to play music with him, and it's really fun to be playing with him in Missoula, Montana. So please make welcome Thomas Sneed.
I really just came back to town because I heard somebody's been skiing my line up at Snowball. And I'm kind of a crusty old telemark skier these days, but I have a lot of fun playing with the real-time travelers. We just made a record, and even when I lived in Montana, we used to get to see a guy once a year named John Hartford. Maybe some of y'all got to see John Hartford. If you didn't get to see him, he was that funny guy in the Smothers Brothers show that had a big hit with Glenn Campbell, the old Gentle on My Mind. Anyway, he taught us all to be a little bit loopy, and when we made our last record, which is called Living Real Time, Thinking Old Time, we went over to North Carolina and we got John Hartford's old banjo player, good friend Bob Carlin, to come out and be eccentric. And he helped us make this latest record. And one thing that was interesting is it was fall. And as everybody remembers, last fall was a pretty heavy duty time in a lot of ways in all of our lives. And the real time travelers live in a world where music heals all wounds, or at least helps out an awful lot. So we were making this record and we'd all been reading about Woody Guthrie. And Roy had a tune, and we had an old tape of Woody Guthrie singing dance numbers back in Oklahoma in the 30s, and we kind of liberated a few of Woody's lyrics and added a couple more. Y'all ready? Yeah. Anyway, this is a tune off our latest record that Roy and I put together. I hope you enjoy a little bit of this. This is Woody Guthrie calling dances in the fall of 2001. We call it Maybe the Last Time. Thank you.
your public land. Home you are and everybody swing. Smile big, go around the ring and on you go. But not so slow. Maybe last time, I don't know.
On the banjo. Sing you a little love song. It's a good part of the show to fall in love.
Has it been too warm here to fall in love? Or are people afraid to touch each other because it's so sticky? I didn't think so. We'll share an old-timey love song with you.
Sure.
guy have one?
Well, we're going to take a brief moment and do something that our parents have asked us to do everywhere where we're playing this old-time acoustic stream band music. And that is to do the very short commercial. And I mentioned earlier the Real Time Traveler CD, which is called Living Real Time and Thinking Old Time. It's a small cylindrical little piece of plastic that you could own and take home with you. And it sounds sort of like us wherever you are. It might make you happy, might make you sad, but it'll definitely work in your computer. So we're real proud of that. So that's the scoop on the Real Time Traveler CD. But this is a really hip town, so I know you guys aren't totally into plastic, and we're not either. So we've gotten out of plastic, and we're also in the textile business now. And we have a very nice T-shirt with Martha Scanlon's artwork on it. We'd like to show it off for you right now. Yeah, well, hold on a second. We got a runner up here for the back. We're going to show you. This one, of course, the one you could get would be a lot cleaner than one of these. But this is an equal opportunity town. We're really proud of the Real Time Travelers. So we're going to show you the back, living real time and thinking old time. We also have stickers and schedules, and we're on our way to Sun Valley this weekend to play at the Northern Rockies Folk Festival in their 25th year, and they're going to have a reunion of one of your local heroes named Richie Reinholt and his band, the Livewire Choir, which was whooping them up in Telluride way back in the 70s, and they'll be there, and then we'll be in Grand Targhee next weekend. So we're going to play one more long song, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll be over here during intermission, and if I owe you any money, or Martha does, we've forgotten about that, but you can come up and see everybody. We really appreciate you all coming out, and we'd like to play some good old-fashioned real-time music for you all night long.
Thank you.
y'all out. We'll be back here in about 15 or 20 minutes. We're going to give Thomas and Martha a break from all the merchandising responsibilities over here. So have at him. You can line up. We'll see you in the second set. Thank y'all a bunch. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Hey folks, I'm just going to kind of grab your attention here if I can. Mostly just because I want you to take a moment to try and appreciate this. Can I get your attention for just a sec, folks? I know it's a night out. Hey, folks. Thank you. I know it's a night out, and it's really good to be together with friends, but these friends aren't going to be with us for very long. Just take a moment here. I know you've probably been out to a lot of shows. I've been to a lot of shows in this place. I drive over from Great Falls to come to shows here. I don't know when the last time something like this happened here, but this is the ancient tones type stuff. These are the old instruments. This is wood up here. And so, and it is a sweet sound. You got to remember, there's only one microphone here, so you got a lot of power to overpower them, but they're going to give you everything that they've got. So one more time, folks, the Real Time Travelers.
Thanks.
I'd like to send this out to the Rhymos. They gave me a great adventure the other night, and this tune kind of reminds me of that adventure.
Thank you.
distracted, I'm bound to go, I know. Bound to go distracted, I ain't got far to go.
What?
Well, thank y'all. We had a good break. It's great to see old friends and all that stuff. And is that us? Anyway, you folks that are dancing are doing a great job.
Talking's kind of rough.
Y'all are doing a great job dancing. We thought we'd let Heidi dance one more if that was all right with you all. We only have about 2 or 3 weeks left of high-altitude, real-time string band music this summer. And we've tried and tested her in every area we go to, and it seems like it works out. Anyway. We'd like to send this out to Ellie Nuno, the best fiddler in your town, and John Joyner, and all of them. They were Newgrass Revival before there was Newgrass. They were on the cutting edge of all that. And they used to play our request really late at night. Here's the Arkansas Traveler. Thank you. But we told Heidi we had some friends in this town. She didn't really know what to expect, but I think she's got a few extra friends now. That's Heidi Andrade on the human feet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a whole lot of fun. I could do about all night long. But it doesn't pay quite enough for... Well, you can't keep your food in your belly because it just comes right out your feet. I'm going to do I'm a teacher. I'm going to do one of the songs that I do with my first graders. And it's their favorite song. It's their favorite song through second grade and third grade usually too. And I don't get sick of it, surprisingly enough, as much as I do it. But it's an old play party. And we sit in a circle and we have a piece of, supposed to be a blanket. We use a little miniature blanket. And during the slow part of the song, they kind of lay the blanket down nice and flat, and what they're doing is they're thinking about the person they like. You think they don't like anybody in first grade, but they do.
They do.
And then during the second part of the song, they're supposed to start folding it up, and then they go over to their person they like, and they're supposed to make up a move. I have seen some moves. Then they all have to lope like a buzzard. Everybody has to do it. And you'll hear the rest. This is Little Johnny Brown. Little Johnny Brown, lay your comfort down. Little Johnny Brown, lay your comfort down. Thank you. love like a buzzard, Johnny Brown. Love like a buzzard, Johnny Brown. Love like a buzzard, Johnny Brown. Love like a buzzard, Johnny Brown.
Gotta see her kids dance that song. That's pretty good, too. Well, y'all, we had a special cowgirl that's come back home to roost here tonight. And this gal loves Missoula, Montana more than anywhere else in the world. And if you'd please indulge us, we're going to ask her to sing one of her songs. Please make welcome again on the guitar, Miss Martha Scanlon.
I'd like to give a special thanks to Carlos One Night Stand for my boots this evening.
Oh, yeah.
There's some debate in the band whether they looked ridiculous or not, and then I really thought about it, and I was like, well, hell, it's hard to look funny in Missoula. There's some stiff competition here. But it's good to be home. The last time I was here, I was visiting my friend Tim, and his mom, Suzanne, was in the process of leaving this world and going on to the next. And some of you knew her and know her. And I spent a lot of time singing this song with her. And it's a song that kind of came out of going and playing music for John Hartford when he was at the end of his life.
Yeah!
Yeah, right on. So I was thinking that one thing that would be kind of neat is if we could all sing this for Suzanne. And so if you'd all sing, that would just be such a great thing. And this is a song about an old truck.
Yes.
Sky, she's the color of my heart. haven of my heart now, scene of my dreams, and I tell it to their cities in your big citizens. You must go to church.
Yes.
Here's a good old-fashioned West Virginia fiddle tune.
Well, we didn't mean for it to turn into homecoming night, but it kind of did. And Martha used to work at a place called the Mammoth Bakery that y'all had here. And, back in them days, it used to snow a lot, and the boys would come in from skiing, and every once in a while, there'd be an extra donut in there for them. She'd lay a couple of donuts. That was about the time snowboarding was being invented. Anyway, back then they'd say, bake a little pie, bake a little pudding, but we'd give it all away to see Sally Good. Thank you.
I'm so drunk that I couldn't say sunny. Huckleberry pie and raspberry pudding, and I give it all away. See, Sally, good.
Y'all, thank you very much. That was a lot of fun. Hey, the real-time travelers, we're on a 10-week trip right now, and one of the bummers of the trip is that we got to work sometimes on special dates, and tonight's a very special occasion because it's our fiddle player and our banjo player's anniversary. So they've both been working on songs for each other, and I think Heidi wrote a song just this morning, sort of a love song for Roy, and I don't know if it's called I Love You on our third anniversary at the Blue Heron in Missoula, Montana. Please make welcome on their anniversary, Miss Heidi Andrade.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I feel very lucky to have Roy as a husband, especially because he's a banjo player. I hear lots of bad things about them, but I am here to witness. And I like to play this for all y'all and for us. And it's a waltz, so if you like waltzing, you can't dance any faster than you just were. We gotta slow down. I'm a little worried about it. So here's a little waltz for you.
Thank you.
Well, in the time long ago that I was talking about, we used to rent houses out on Tool Avenue. And you could rent a house on Tool Avenue for a couple $100 for the whole house. And the only catch was that the train came by in the middle of the night. Anyway, so we'll do one of Martha's songs for you. This is a train song. It's a jug band number. So if anybody brought their jug, this will be the time to bust it out and play it.
Take your ride, Atlanta, are you calling?
to whistle up dog. Shoulder up a gun to whistle up dog. Off for the woods for to catch a groundhog. Oh, groundhog. Well, run here, Sal, with a 10-foot. Run here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole. Chase that whistle pig out of that hole. Old groundhog. Here comes Sally with a snicker and a grin. Here comes Sally with a snicker and a grin. Groundhog gravy all over her chin. Old groundhog. Well, look at that fella, he's going wild. Look at that fella, he's going wild. He likes groundhog cooked or mild. Old groundhog. And the butter's in the churn. Meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. That ain't groundhog, I'm a dirt. Old groundhog. Well, eat up the meat and save the hide. Eat up the meat and save the hide. Best old shoestring that ever was tied. Old groundhog. Children screamed and children cried. Children screamed and children cried. They like groundhog cooked or fried. Old groundhog. Well, little piece of cornbread laying on a shelf. Little piece of cornbread laying on a shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself. Old groundhog.
Yeah, we had a great time playing for you tonight in Missoula, Montana. And we want to invite you, if you want to come tomorrow night, you can go up to Hot Springs, Montana. We're going to play at the Symes Hotel tomorrow night. And then this weekend, you can come down to Sun Valley to Haley, Idaho. They're going to have the 25th Annual Folk Festival down there, and it's going to be a big old buzz. And you can see Richie Reinhold and the Live Wire Choir. They were Jamgrass before they had Jamgrass, and they're really cool. And then next weekend we'll be at the Grand Targhee Bluegrass Festival, and I think Yonder Mountain String Band and Sam Bush and Yorma, and John Cow and all those guys will be there. It should be a lot of fun. We'll try to keep coming back around here to Missoula. Thanks for coming out tonight and hearing some old-time music.
Going to town. Thank you.
thank you all again for coming out to see the Real-Time Traveler. Looks like summer's going real well up here in Montana. Once again, over here on the banjos, Mr. Roy Andrade. On the bass, Mr. Brandon Story. Over here on the fiddles, Heidi Andrade. I'm Thomas Sneed on the mandolin. And back here on the guitar, the girl that brought us to Missoula tonight, please make welcome one last time, Miss Martha Scanlon.
You kind of got us cornered, and I think the Oxford's open all night, so we're not in any hurry to get that brains and eggs. Appreciate y'all coming out. I forgot to thank the sound and light man, Jay, back there. Did a killer job tonight on the sound. Andre did a great job on having the bar and answering our phone calls. I want to thank Kathy for taking care of us this week out in the South Hills. We saw God out there. It was beautiful. Thanks, Kathy. I want to thank the... y'all got two great radio stations now. When I left, you just had one great radio station. Now you got two of them. So thank all the radio folks and all that. The Real-Time Travelers, we appreciate y'all coming out. We'll look forward to seeing you in our travels. Make sure and get a postcard for the internet or a t-shirt for your mom or whatever you need to get. We'll stick around for a little bit, and then we're going to travel to Hot Springs tomorrow night, and then down to Sun Valley this weekend, and Grand Targhee Bluegrass Festival next weekend. So hopefully we can see you guys one last time. But thanks again for coming out tonight, and we'll send you home with a good old-fashioned drinking medley. The first song works whether you like to drink or not, but the second song you'll either need to like drinking or laughing at people that drink. Thank y'all again. Ain't gwine drinking no more, no more. Ain't gwine drinking no more. Ain't gwine drinking no more, no more. Ain't gwine drinking no more. Run here, mama, run here quick. The old corn liquor done made me sick. Ain't gwine drinking no more, no more. Ain't gwine drinking no more. I ain't gwine drinking no more, no more. Ain't gwine drinking no more. I got drunk
ain't wine drinking no more, no more, ain't wine drinking no more. I ain't wine drinking no more, no more, ain't wine drinking no more. Cause of that, ain't wine drinking no more, no more, ain't wine drinking no more. I ain't wine drinking no more, no more, ain't wine drinking no more.
I got drunk, rode in the ditch, the old corn liquor was cause of this.
Ain't wine drinking no more, no more, ain't wine drinking no more. I ain't wine drinking no more, no more, ain't wine drinking no more.
Made me sick.
Ain't wine drinking no more, more. Ain't wine drinking no more. I ain't wine drinking no more, more. Ain't wine drinking no more. I ain't wine drinking no more, more. Ain't wine drinking no more. Ain't wine drinking no more, more. Ain't wine drinking no
bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand. Dance all now with a bottle in your hand. Get up before they get the filler and dram. I've been gone, pretty little girl with a red dress on. She took it off and I put it on. Here comes Sally with her brick boots on.
Thank you all very much. Good night.